You're listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Good morning and welcome to Wellness Wednesday. I'm your host, Alyssa Lachlan, and today I will be joined by two of my fellow JVs here in Bethel. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, thanks, Elle. Hi, I'm Therese Samoji, and I am the JV serving at the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.
Hi, thanks, Elle, as well. My name is Kara Black, and I'm serving as the JV, the Natural Resources Technician out at ONC.
Thank you so much. All right, today is the day before Earth Day, so today we will be talking about plastic pollution and what that means for us here in the Delta, what it means greater for the U.S. and the world. And we're going to talk about some things that we can do in order to reduce our plastic consumption and make sure that these stay out of our waters and our bodies. Before we get started, as some of you may know, it is Earth Week, which means that we are putting on a lot of fun events here in town. ONC and the Fish Commission are both sponsoring a lot of these events. So ladies, would you like to just talk about some events that have happened already and then also events that are coming up that our listeners can enjoy?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Elle. So hopefully people that are listening to the show have participated in some of our events already this week. One that I want to highlight is that we had an environmental career panel for youth in the YK Delta to talk with some really awesome people that are involved in environmental careers in some way, shape, or form. So if you are a high school student or a recent graduate and you're interested in environmental careers and you weren't able to attend that panel, please reach out to me or to Kara. We can give our contact information and we can make sure that you get a video recording and a transcription of that so you can hear what has happened. But events for the rest of the week. So tomorrow is Earth Day. Happy almost Earth Day. And this year, ONC and the Fish Commission are partnering with the City of Bethel to kick off the annual cleanup greenup on Earth Day. So tomorrow, those yellow Alpar bags that we're all so familiar with will become available at places around town. And the cleanup this year will begin on April 22nd tomorrow and then run through July 12th. And there are raffle prizes for youth ages 5 to 17. There's two Nintendo Switches up for grabs. So be sure to participate in Cleanup Greenup this year and come join us tomorrow as we begin the cleanup. And then both tomorrow and Friday are our last 2 days creating an Earth Week prayer banner at the Cultural Center. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have supplies, old t-shirts that we'll be decorating, and markers and sanitation equipment. So come by between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to decorate a square for our prayer banner. And we are also accepting art contest submissions. So if you're an artist, whether professional or aspiring, and you want to represent your passion for stewardship in the YK Delta, please come up with a design and submit it to our art contest. You can email those submissions to kblack@nativecouncil.org.
Yeah, thanks, Therese. And then another event going on for Earth Day. So it's going to be tomorrow on Thursday. ONC is sponsoring a screening of The Shadow of Gold, a documentary about gold mining. It will be at the Cultural Center from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and it will be free. So please come on down to the Cultural Center tomorrow and watch that screening with us. Right after the screening, there will also be a panel with some really amazing panelists from the region who have been working on the Donlin Gold Mine. So there will also be some local activists. Bev Hoffman and Grant Fairbanks will be in attendance. So please come by and have a discussion with us about the Donlin Gold Mine on the Kuskokwim. We'd love to have that. So any and all are welcome and encouraged to join us for both the screening and the panel directly afterwards.
Great. And I will put all the information for this in our show notes at kyuk.org. So all of that will be up under the Wellness Wednesday tab. All right. So Kara and Therese have been putting in a lot of work over the past few months to gear up for Earth Week. So we're going to just talk a little bit about Earth Week and why it's important. So Therese and Kara, can you answer for us, how are we connected to our environment here in the YK Delta?
honestly, I think anybody listening to this show could probably answer this question better than I could, because it's just so apparent with, you know, the prevalence of the subsistence way of life that's here in Bethel, along the Kuskokwim, up on the Yukon. Humans are an integral part of the environment. We are in relationship with all the animals, all the plants, the fish, the waters, the air, the land, everything that is a part of the ecosystem out here. And, you know, like those connections, they run super deep. They're in the food that we eat. They're in our spirituality, our connection with each other, with other parts of the environment, other beings. So, you know, celebrating Earth Week has been really wonderful because it's a way to celebrate our relationship with the environment and our stewardship of the environment. And I am just really grateful that I've been able to, you know, get to know a place and get to know so many people that understand, you know, human ecosystem relationships like this, to really be in a place where it, you just live with the land, like that just is. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, Therese, I think you really nailed it there. And again, I think anyone listening to this could definitely answer this question better than either of us. But yeah, we are fully connected to everything, every part of the environment. And so making sure that our human impact with our material things and non-natural objects that we use constantly on a daily basis, we need to be really conscious about those things because they do affect everything in the environment, including us and our bodies. And so that's what we're hopefully going to talk more about.
Thanks so much. Earth Week is a week where we are looking to raise awareness for our environment and the changes that have been man-made over the past 150 years or so. So we're going to talk a little bit about climate change, which is very closely related to plastics and the use of one-use plastics in particular. What man-made issues have caused rapid climate change?
There's a lot of things that go into climate change, but I think the biggest thing we can talk about is widespread use of fossil fuels. So things like oil, petroleum, natural gas, things that, you know, make our lives more convenient. Like we're able to run our boats and our snow goes on oil and our homes are heated by diesel fuel, but they're not so great for the earth just because they're extracted and release a lot of carbon emissions and a lot of methane, which makes our earth warm. And I've just heard so many stories, you know, from people that have lived in Bethel and in the YK Delta for years and years, for their entire lives, talk about how the winters have less snow. Maybe not this winter, but most winters in recent memory have less snow. They're warmer. You know, the climate is changing in many ways, and it's affecting other parts of the ecosystem around here. It's affecting the fish and the moose and the birds. So, you know, climate change, when I think about it, it really comes down to fossil fuel use.
Yeah, and I just to add on that, fossil fuels, extracted materials go into the production of plastics and other consumable goods that we use on a daily basis. Another example, like styrofoam, things like those are created with chemicals. And so I try to look around me sometimes and just think, you know, let me count everything that's man-made around me, you know, and hopefully I'm sitting at a wood desk, but pretty much other than that, if I'm not holding a pencil in my hand, probably everything around me is man-made in some way or shape or form. And so when you think about what went into making those things that are surrounding you, a lot of times I don't even know what that is, you know, like what's plastic? What is that even made of? And I'm sure we're going to talk more about that next, but it comes down to fossil fuels and that extraction process and how that goes into making these weird things that now exist that we use all the time. And so a lot of that has gone into climate change. And it's very unfortunate because we now rely on a lot of those objects, like our plastic totes that we use to go to Costco, you know, all those things are necessary in our lives, but we need to be really conscious about how much we are consuming and how much we're using those things, and just be aware of what that means because it is contributing to the warming climate.
Kara, what is plastic? So how is it made and what is it used for?
Yeah, so I'll break it down as simply as I know it, and I'm no expert by any means, but again, plastic is pretty much made of fossil fuels, so usually crude oil and natural gas. And what happens is these fossil fuels are extracted from the ground and then they're heated, and when they're heated, they mold into different shapes and objects. And so basically, to create like the hardness of a pen versus the flimsiness of a plastic bag or, you know, a straw that folds, they add different chemicals into those different objects to make them more or less flexible or make the plastics a little bit different from another.
I know that in addition to using a lot of natural resources such as petroleum or other natural gases, they also use a lot of electricity and water to make these plastics, which is also pretty wasteful and can also create a lot more pollution, including air pollution. So we would want to use these more than once since we're using all of these resources to create them. But why is recycling not always the best answer?
And what happens is when you recycle them, then once they're, you know, these crude oils that are melted down and then heated, incredible heat, and then added all these different chemicals into them, these chemicals make it really hard to recycle, especially because all of them are melted at different temperatures. And so that's a big issue. So when you have a recycling plant, what happens there is they would also melt down the plastic and then all these different chemicals mix. And so when you have like a number one, which is like a crinkly water bottle, versus like a number seven, which might be a straw, those are going to be recycled completely differently from each other because one is melted at one temperature with one kind of chemical and the other one is melted at a completely different temperature. And so the recycling plant that you're recycling at might only be able to hold one of those, you know, one of those temperatures. And so they're only going to be able to recycle one of these kinds of plastics. So that's why it's so difficult to recycle these things. And so that's pretty much how I can best explain, you know, how they're created and then why that makes it so difficult for them to be recycled. It's just such an interesting material that we've created.
Yeah, I'd say that I think if you were to look around you, listeners, I'm sure you can find at least one thing that's made of plastic because it's pretty much ingrained in our everyday life in a lot of different ways. How much plastic waste is there in the U.S. and how much plastic waste is there globally?
There is a lot of plastic waste. It's really mind-boggling when you look at the numbers and you just see, I mean, as Kara was mentioning, you know, she looks around and she can count how many plastic items are in front of her. And I'm looking around my office right now and I can name at least 24 things just staring straight in front of me that are made out of plastic. So obviously we consume a lot of plastic, but we also waste a lot of it because, as Kara was mentioning, it's really, really tough to recycle plastic just because it's such a complex and interesting material. So I did find some numbers for this for people who are numbers oriented, but in 2018 in the United States, we threw away 27 million tons of plastics, which, if you want to think in weight terms, that's about the same weight as 108 million four-wheelers, which that blows my mind because
I can't even imagine what that means.
That's so heavy.
I really can't even put that into my
27 million tons of plastic, and plastics accounted for about 20% of all trash that we created that year. And then of those 27 million tons of plastics in 2018, only 8% of them were recycled. So that's basically nothing. We're really unable to recycle a lot of the plastics that we use and throw away. And then across the globe, annual plastic waste surpasses plastic production, which that means that each year we throw away more plastic than we make in a year. And I guess that's just because, you know, we've kind of gathered and stored up all of these plastic materials over the years since plastic first became a thing, you know, maybe 70 years ago back in the 50s and 60s. But now it's so much that we're throwing out more plastic each year than is produced. And this is really interesting for us living along, you know, two rivers, the Kuskokwim and the Yukon. And we know that all of the rivers, all the water in the rivers flows out to, at least here on the Cusco, to the Kuskokwim Bay and then into the Bering Sea and into the Pacific Ocean. But plastic that ends up in our water systems also ends up in the Bering Sea and in the oceans. And each year, as much as 12.7 million metric tons of plastic end up in the oceans. I did another weight calculation, And 12.7 million metric tons of plastic is about the same amount as 2 million adult male moose. So if only we had the same amount of moose meat as we had plastic. But that, yeah, just to put that in perspective, that's, again, a ton of plastic that ends up in the oceans. And from there, it could very easily end up in the bellies of salmon, of seals, of whales, of, you know, these other foods that we depend on here.
Wow, those are some pretty staggering numbers, and you've explained a little bit about this, but how are plastics specifically affecting us here in the Delta?
Yeah, I can take this one. So, as Therese kind of just mentioned, plastic can end up everywhere, and I'm sure everyone listening has, you know, walked along the boardwalk, and there's Gatorade bottles littered on either side, and anytime we do cleanups, there's just, yeah, tons of plastic that gets brought in from those. And so I think the most important thing to note is that, as we know, with Bethel being a tundra, there's water everywhere. And so water is a really easy way for plastic to spread everywhere. And the reason for that is plastic is not a forever material. You know, it breaks down. And that doesn't mean that it goes away. It just means it breaks down into smaller pieces of plastic that we can't keep track of as well. And so what these little plastic pieces are called, they're called microplastics by scientists and whatnot, but we can just call them small pieces of plastic. And so basically these small little pieces that sometimes you can see, sometimes they're too small to even really notice. They get into the water system from, I mean, this can even happen. There's polyester in all of our sweaters, and our clothes are made of plastic. A lot of the times when you look at your tag, it can see like nylon, spandex, polyester. Those are all plastic in your clothes. And so whenever you wash your clothes, these little tiny pieces of plastic, they leak into your washing machine, they go into the water, and that gets into the tundra. And I mean, just like that, it happens all the time. When plastic bags are left outside, they break down into these little pieces and they get stuck into the water. And all the water eventually either, you know, ends up into the belly of some beautiful being in the water, or it ends up in the ocean where it's eventually ingested or just there to pollute the water. And so that's why it's so important, because, you know, then we eat the fish, or someone else eats the fish, you know, like a whale or a seal, and then hopefully we eat that, or, you know, it ends up just with a ton of plastic in it and sick, and that's not fair, because it's a man-made issue that's now other beings' issues, and we can't be, you know, responsible for that. We need to be responsible for what we're creating and what we're using and what we're probably now ingesting. And I believe, you know, there's scientists out there that are saying that we're even breathing in plastics, because they can get so small. They call them nanoplastics, but they're just really, really, really itty-bitty pieces of plastic that get into the air. And, you know, scientists are saying that we breathe in an average amount of basically like a credit card size of plastic bits every day. You know, that definitely changes depending on where you live. So I don't know if that's if that's to say like that's what we're breathing in, but, you know, they've taken that from city areas, and I'm sure it's definitely coming for us eventually. So it's definitely something to be aware of and to be wary of. You know, we need to be acknowledging that we're contributing to this mess that we're in. And the least, you know, using less plastics is the best way to go in dealing with this issue. You know, using less straws, as much as you can, of course, you know. But, and we can talk more about what we can do, what actions we can take. But it definitely is an issue affecting the Delta.
Thanks. So we definitely don't want any more of these plastics, that's for sure. And you say we can't get rid of these plastics.
Yeah, once the plastic is created and put into the world, basically what the life cycle of it is, either we throw it into the garbage, and, you know, if it can't be recycled, we throw it into the garbage and ends up in a landfill and ends up breaking down into microplastics, and that leaks into the soil, or it's just contained in the landfill for however long it's able to be contained, or it leaks into a waterway, breaks down there, ends up in the belly of an animal, or, you know, in our bellies if we eat the animal, or it just ends up in the ocean for good and breaks down there. Those are kind of the options. Or it's recycled. If it can be recycled and it is recycled, then hopefully it's turned into another, you know, secondhand plastic. I think a lot of people are selling now, like, reusable or recycled plastic goods. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of products.
I bought a pair of leggings the other day that are made out of old fishnets and water bottles. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. So there's a ton of these companies propping up, and that's really cool. But again, like, yeah, like a pair of leggings is like three water bottles. And like, how many water bottles do we go through a day? Probably a very scary number of them. So I think it's kind of, yeah, there's not really a way to get rid of them, unfortunately. Not that I know of.
Thanks, Kara. So it seems like it's really not feasible or logical to recycle all of the plastics that we are using every day. So I think instead we should be looking on ways to reduce plastic waste and plastic use. So for any listeners, we're now just going to talk a little bit about what you can do to kind of take part in this battle against plastics. So how can listeners take action to reduce their own plastic waste?
Yeah, well, that word that you just used, L, reduce, I think that's first and foremost the key. The biggest thing you can do to prevent plastics from getting in our ecosystem and in the foods we eat and in the air we breathe is simply to use less plastic. Just because, as Kara was saying, like, there's really, you know, once a plastic is made, it never goes away, and it's so hard to recycle plastics that it's really more like downcycling because they're not, you know, made into...
The quality just degrades every time.
It just becomes so much more poor. So the first thing that you can do and the best thing that you can do is just to use less plastic. So put reusable grocery bags in your car or... put them next to your four-wheeler for the next time you go to AC or Swanson's in Bethel. You can bring your own water bottle wherever you go and fill it up with water rather than buying plastic water bottles. You can, you know, just find other ways to buy more sustainable goods, clothing that's made out of hemp or wool or furs, you know, doing what you can. And it's okay to be imperfect because a lot of this can be kind of inaccessible and it can be hard to get. And sometimes these things are really expensive, and it just doesn't make sense to cut out plastics completely. But whatever you can do in order to keep plastics out of your home and out of our earth is a good thing. So, yeah, doing what you can to reduce is the first step.
Yeah, and I think as well encouraging, you know, everyone who lives around here to pick up after ourselves. You know, we can't leave our waste of any kind laying around, getting into the waterways. We need to be really aware of where our waste is going and where especially man-made waste is going. So that can definitely be another step to take.
Yeah, like picking up plastic bags or water bottles that you see on the side of the boardwalk or the road.
And encouraging our youth to do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So while we can't recycle all of our plastics or all of our metals here in Bethel or even more generally just anywhere, it's still really important that we do our part to recycle those that can be recycled. And ONC currently runs the only recycling program in the city of Bethel. Kara, can you explain for our listeners how they can get involved in recycling?
Yeah, thanks, Elle. So yes, as Elle mentioned, it's definitely not the best option, but ONC does recycle number one plastic PET. And generally, if you're looking at plastics, I actually encourage you to get curious a little and, you know, when next thing you see that's plastic, turn it over and see what number it is. But most number ones are like plastic water bottle, like a juice bottle, Gatorade bottle, things like that are generally what we can recycle. And we prefer if the caps are capped and screwed on. And so if you're interested in joining the recycling program, we are currently doing a distanced program so we can make sure that we maintain safety with the COVID pandemic. And so to do that, you can email Mary Mathias at ONC or you can call and ask for her. And her email is mmathias, and Mathias is M-A-T-T-H-I-A-S, @nativecouncil.org. to ask to be placed onto our recycling list, and then basically you'll just call ONC or the phone number for the recycling program and ask them, you know, tell them, you can come pick up the bags from my house. This is my address at whatever time, and then we'll come pick them up. So it's a very easy way to get involved. We also recycle aluminum cans. And I did want to say, in, you know, contrary to plastic, aluminum you can recycle like infinity amount of times. It can be recycled forever and ever and ever because it's just a great metal and you can just melt it down and create it into something else. And so if you do have an option ever, I'm not sure why you would have an option of aluminum versus plastic, what product that would be, but if you ever do, definitely choose aluminum. And then, yeah, and if we can, if you want to get more involved in this issue, also petition the, you know, we need to petition the city maybe to stop, put a ban on, you know, styrofoam, maybe plastic. And we need to start recycling things like paper because those are really easily recyclable objects too, and cardboard. You know, we order so many things from the post office and it's kind of the only way to get some affordable things here in Bethel sometimes. And we need to be able to recycle that cardboard. So things like that are petitions that ONC is working on. And if you'd like to be more involved with that, let us know. And we'd love to help or get some more help on that.
Thank you so much, Kara and Therese, for all of your wisdom on all things plastic and recycling and just trying to be a better friend to our environment.
Yeah, and if you're interested in learning more about plastic and what to do with plastics and other materials in Bethel, Kara and I have put together a pamphlet with a whole bunch of different options of different places that you can recycle or upcycle different articles, including plastics, including batteries, including clothing, things like that. There's also all this information about plastics, what they are, where they come from, where they go. So kind of just a recap of this whole show is in this pamphlet. And those, you should be able to find those around town. Some in the library, you can find them at ONC. We have some pamphlets in English and also some in Yukton. So hopefully that allows more people to read them and understand this material, because it really is important for us to keep plastics out of our ecosystem here in the YK Delta. So keep an eye out for those pamphlets. Pick one up next time you make an appointment to go into the library, or if you have to stop by ONC's office, and share it when you see it on Facebook, because we all love Facebook around here. So keep that information going around.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that, Therese. If you're also interested in just learning more about really any of the information we've been talking about, and actually much more, Therese and I have been posting to our Facebook page that we created. It's called
Bethel Earth Week 2021.
2021, something like that. You can find it through the ONC and our Natural Resources Facebook page. But on that event page, it's a Facebook event page. We've been posting every day all kinds of information and links and daily Earth actions you can take to reduce your impact on the Earth. So if you're interested, you can check that out as well. And we also have all of our event information on there for the rest of the events going on this week.
Great. Well, thank you so much to Kara and Therese for joining us here on Wellness Wednesday. Hopefully, after listening to our conversation on plastics and Earth Day and Earth Week, you're interested in getting involved with some of the wonderful events that Kara and Therese have planned for us this week. If you're interested in helping to create the Earth Week banner, you can go down to the Cultural Center parking lot today, tomorrow, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to get involved and decorate a piece of the Earth Week banner. There's also the Earth Week art contest that you can get involved with by submitting your art to kblack, K-B-L-A-C-K, at nativecouncil.org. And these will be voted on by a panel of local artists, and you will get your design printed on eco-friendly stickers and posters. Tomorrow is the start of the Cleanup Greenup event, which will run through July, and there are some really cool prizes, so definitely get involved with the Cleanup Greenup event. And also, last but not least, ONC will be hosting a screening of The Shadow of Gold, which is a documentary on gold mining, and a post-movie discussion with local environmental activists, tomorrow, Thursday, Earth Day, at 6:30, and that will be at the Cultural Center as well. If you have any questions, please visit our show notes, and we will see you next week for another wonderful edition of Wellness Wednesday.
Thanks so much, Elle.
Thanks, Elle.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.